This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Reopening.
My phone went off like 4th of July.
Everybody's excited.
Salons and tattoo parlors.
I'm afraid that's a bridge too far.
Action on new aid bill.
Not a single senator objecting.
At-home virus test.
It's going to focus on healthcare workers and first responders.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan in northern New Jersey with the CBS World News Roundup. It's like the start of spring all over again in states where businesses and public spaces are beginning to reopen. But the head of the CDC warns winter could bring a second wave of the coronavirus and new challenges during flu season. For now, CBS's Mark Strassman says some governors are pushing ahead in the midst of a pandemic that's killed more than 45,000 Americans.
Lindsay Nash owns a Georgia hair salon and is getting back to work. Governor Brian Kemp announced his plan to begin reopening the state this Friday.
Shutting down for much longer wouldn't be an option because we don't know how long the pandemic will go on.
But some residents and political leaders disagree with Governor Kemp, including the mayor of Albany, Georgia. The city has endured one of the highest per capita infection rates in the country.
I pray that the number of Georgians who are infected and die will not increase significantly.
Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator, says it's important for governors and mayors to follow the reopening guidelines.
It will have to be on a community-by-community opening.
Many businesses in South Carolina have already been given the green light. Some North Carolina public beaches are now open, some retail too. In Texas, Dallas County officials voted to extend their stay-at-home order through the middle of next month. But Governor Greg Abbott says his forthcoming plan for reopening will overrule any local policy.
The top Senate Democrat borrowed from a nursery rhyme to tell the story of the new virus aid package passed yesterday.
We wanted to deal with the butcher and the baker and the candlestick maker.
Chuck Schumer, aware that many small businesses say they missed out on the first round of loans and tens of millions of dollars was sent to larger companies. CBS's Ian Lee tells us the White House is on board with this deal. House action is next.
Included in the $484 billion package is help for hospitals and money to ramp up testing. The White House is also asking big businesses who accessed loans from the original program to give them back. New restrictions should help get money to mom-and-pop stores like Penny Ice Creamery in Santa Cruz, California.
If you're a little guy, you know, chances are you're going to the back of the line.
Zachary Davis says it was frustrating being stuck behind large corporations.
Companies that have been doing big stock buybacks and things like that, you know, I don't even understand what that means.
At the White House, President Trump has said more about his plan to temporarily halt immigration into the U.S.
The 60-day pause won't affect people coming in on temporary work visas, at least not at first.
We can do that at a little bit different time if we want.
The president made it clear the purpose isn't to slow the spread of coronavirus, but rather to prevent prospective green card holders from edging out those already here in the hunt for available jobs.
I don't want them to have competition.
He noted there would be exemptions.
Some people will be able to get in. We have to do that.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn tells CBS this morning there is a new authorized at-home test for the coronavirus. Healthcare workers and first responders will get first priority.
A package will be sent overnight with a swab and a tube. It's very easy and safe to perform. Our data show that it's as accurate as having it performed in the doctor's office.
Weeks into the crisis, even sick people are finding it hard to get tested. CBS's Jerika Duncan has the story of one Detroit family.
No one will help him at all. Like, they just kept sending him away.
Keith Gambrell says he was concerned his stepfather, 56-year-old Gary Fowler, had coronavirus. Gambrell says he took him to the ER three times and says each time Fowler was not admitted and not tested, despite having many of the symptoms.
I honestly believe it was because my father was black. They didn't honestly take his symptoms serious enough.
The day before Fowler died, his father, David, died from COVID-19. Soon after, Fowler's wife, Cheryl, began having symptoms of her own, landing her in the hospital. So we called his cousin, State Representative Karen Whitsett. Whitsett, who visited the White House last week to speak about surviving coronavirus, made sure her family was tested.
There's new information from California about what are apparently the first fatal cases of the coronavirus in this country. CBS's Steve Futterman in L.A.
The first U.S. COVID-19 death was thought to have occurred on February 29th near Seattle. But tissue samples sent to the CDC reveal that two people here in California, south of San Francisco, died from the virus before that, one of them 3 weeks before, on February 6th. This shows that the virus was likely in the U.S. earlier than initially thought.
A bipartisan Senate report affirms the U.S. intelligence assessment that Russia interfered in the 2016 presidential election, an influence campaign approved by Vladimir Putin aimed at helping Donald Trump win. And the report rejects claims by Mr. Trump that the intelligence community was biased against him. Earth Day turns 50 today, and the pandemic has had an effect not just on people, but the planet, too. Here's CBS's Peter King.
In 1970, there were few standards, and air was almost unbreathable in many places. CBS News climate contributor Jeff Berardelli says with fewer people driving now because of the pandemic,
all cities around the world are seeing the best air quality they've seen in a long, long time.
Trevor Dines is a botanical specialist in Great Britain.
We've probably got about 3 weeks worth of growth that often we wouldn't have had already.
Jake Fiennes runs a British wildlife refuge and says when people stopped showing up there, the animals started coming out.
Nature kind of going relaxing and breathing a sigh of relief.
Of course, no one expects this to last forever, but environmentalists say perhaps it's a good reboot for humans and nature.
Netflix says it added almost 16 million subscribers during the first 3 months of the year. That's double the kind of growth it predicted back in January. Netflix has become one of the havens for people who are staying home in the pandemic. And there's word the HBO Max streaming service will launch May 27th, costing $15 a month. Getting through these tough days is not easy for most of us. Some are turning to medication for help.
The coronavirus outbreak is apparently fueling a surge in demand for powerful tranquilizers and sleeping pills. Prescriptions for antidepressants rose 18.6% between February 16th and March 15th. Sleeping medications jumped by 14.8%. An analysis by Express Scripts suggests Americans are turning to medications for relief, demonstrating the serious impact COVID-19 is having on Americans' mental health. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Just outside Baton Rouge, a pastor was arrested after admitting he drove his church bus toward a man who was protesting his decision to hold mass gatherings in defiance of public health orders. Dozens of Tony Spell's parishioners showed up near the police station to stand together and sing without wearing masks as he paid his bail. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news and culture maker interviews, and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.